This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's going to take a good long while for the backlogs to clear, but West Coast ports are slowly getting back to normal. Dock workers and shippers, as you know, reached a deal on a new 5-year contract Friday afternoon. That ends months of a standoff that has been felt literally around the world, from car assembly lines without crucial parts to billions of dollars worth of produce lost to a shortage of French fries in Japan. The influence, though, of organized labor has been in decline for years. So how do you suppose it came to pass that one relatively small union still has the power to cripple the American economy? From KPCC here in Los Angeles, Ben Bergman reports.
Neither side will disclose details of the new contract, but you can bet it's generous. Shipping companies say dock workers average $147,000 a year. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union, the ILWU, says if you take out a few specialized positions, the figure is closer to $80,000. Either way, a good salary, especially for non-college grads.
The ILWU is the American dream.
Dave Arion is vice president of the Port of L.A.'s Harbor Commission. Before that, he worked for 44 years on the docks and was an ILWU president.
My dad was a longshoreman. My daughter works on the waterfront. My sister retired off the waterfront. But there are some families that have 5 generations and 30 people down here or more.
Arion is well aware that dock workers are an anomaly, a throwback to the days when blue-collar workers could routinely join a union and live a comfortable middle-class life, complete with a generous pension and full benefits, such as the advantage of holding the power to shut down all 29 West Coast ports in your hands. That's opposed to the East and Gulf Coast, where ports aren't covered by a single contract.
I don't believe the longshoremen are any more militant than auto workers were, than mine workers were. But we have something they didn't have, a strategic position where we could choke off capital.
Because 40% of the goods imported into the U.S. come through the ports of L.A. and Long Beach. Being a dock worker is great work if you can get it, but the key is getting it.
The last time we put out applications, 360,000 people put in applications.
You heard that right, 360,000, and that was 10 years ago. The union resorted to a lottery to pick 16,000 so-called casuals, known as the grunts of the waterfront. They only pick up the work full cardholders don't want, and it's very sporadic, sometimes just one day a week. Graduating to a full Class B member can take a decade. But there are lucky ones like Carol Randolph, who was only a casual for a year and a half.
I'm kind of embarrassed to say. My son has a casual card right now. He's been there 7 years.
She actually has 3 kids working as casuals. She raised all 3 as a single parent and sent them to college on her union salary. But she has mixed feelings about her kids working the docks.
It is an extremely dangerous job. We don't have small accidents. We have accidents that kill.
We met for coffee at the end of her 9-hour shift at a diner where, like every other business near the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, there are union signs taped to the window. Randolph worked the docks for years but has enough seniority now that she can have one of the most desirable jobs, a vessel planner.
We pretty well decide in what order the containers will be coming off of the ship.
When I asked Randolph if the union wanted better health care benefits, she said no, because how could they get any better? You can see pretty much any doctor you want and pay practically nothing out of pocket. Randolph understands people not lucky enough to enjoy such gold-plated benefits might be envious.
I don't blame them for being jealous. This is a nice job.
There are only about 20,000 dock workers, such as Randolph, still working on the West Coast. Billions were lost as they negotiated for a better contract, and experts say it will take several months to clear the backlog at the ports. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.